about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella and Seb with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the annual NAIDOC March has just kicked off at Parliament House, while many will march for Indigenous rights and celebrate First Nations culture, heading towards Musgrave Park in West End, where the Musgrave Park Family Fun Day will continue on until 5 p.m. today. It's a free event down in Musgrave Park today with two stages, dance performances, information, education, community and food stalls, arts and crafts activity and children's rides. Make sure to check it out.
Queensland has reached its highest weekly count of flu cases for 2025, with over 3,000 cases this week and 210 flu-related hospitalizations. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. Heidi Carroll said there have been just over 32,600 lab-confirmed flu cases in Queensland this year, yet explained that the actual number of flu cases in the community are much higher. Dr. Carroll elaborated that as children return to school next week, it is important to vaccinate kids and keep children with symptoms at home, as children are more likely to catch and spread influenza.
In national news, Qantas customers affected by the cybersecurity hack are being warned that their data is under increased risk and that this stolen data could be used to access accounts held with other companies. On Wednesday, the airline said that 5.7 million customers had their info taken by hackers last week. US-based cybersecurity company Arcos Labs chief executive Kevin Goschalk said that, quote, "It's not about targeting Qantas. It's about how else scammers can now go and scam the information and the individuals who had their information stolen." He also mentioned that this data breach could cause issues for Qantas customers for many years to come.
The New South Wales Land and Environment Court has rejected a developer's proposal to turn a Sydney boarding house into luxury homes, with Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, stating that he hopes the decision will set a precedent to quell the city's loss of affordable housing. The decision comes after developer LFD Homes took the Sydney City Council to court over their rejection of the developer's proposal to convert a Paddington boarding house into four luxury homes. The court's decision was grounded in the social impact of the development and its active reducing of affordable housing. Yet the belated decision came too late for 30 residents who were evicted from the property after LFD Homes purchased the site. The decision does not require LFD Homes to continue running the boarding house, with the direction that the developer will take the site now being unclear.
And in international news, an IDF strike on a medical centre has killed at least 15 people, including injured children and women, in the Gaza city of Deir al-Bir yesterday. Health authorities have stated that women and children queuing for supplements and medicine near a medical centre in the Strip were targeted. The Israeli Defense Force claims that they were targeting a Hamas fighter. Videos of the strike are graphic, with bodies covered in dust and debris, mothers crying as their children die. Hamas said that this deadly strike is, quote, "another atrocious crime by the rogue entity in its ongoing genocide in Gaza."
For your weather today, Brisbane will be partly cloudy with strong winds that will ease later in the day. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 21 and a minimum of 10. There is a 5% chance of rain across the city today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.